Welcome to the new sound of online radio. Welcome to the sound of Universal Broadcasting Network. 'Cause you make me feel like I've been locked out of heaven. A mix of today's hits and hard-to-find favorites, combined with the most entertaining and intriguing talk anywhere. This is your sound. This is the sound of Universal Broadcasting Network at UPNRadio.com.
Broadcasting live from the UBN studios in Hollywood, California. Well, actually calling into Hollywood from his own little corner of Northeast Ohio. It's the Left of Straight Show with your host, Scott Fullerton. Join us for fun talk and celebrity interviews, exploring the worlds of entertainment, foodies, and books. He's not off his rocker, just a little left of straight. Now here's your host, Scott Fullerton.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Left of Straight Show, my very first show on the UBN network. I'm excited. Hey, I have Chris as my sound guy today. Chris, can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you. Loud and clear.
I don't know if Chris is a shy boy on the mic or not, but this is our first time, so we're going to be kind of playing it by ear here. Thanks so much for being part of it, Chris. If you need anything to tell me, just tell me in the way, and we got some good friends already in the chat room, so it's just between us today, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, super. Well, welcome, everyone, to the Left of Straight Show. Very first show on the UBN network. I am so proud and happy to be here. A lot of my favorite people on UBN. Of course, Del Shores is my first guest today. Emerson Collins, Ann Walker, Tony Sweet, Jasper Collins, Alexander Rodriguez. It's a great place to call home, so I'm so excited to be here now every Monday at 3 o'clock. Right before the Bob Show. So welcome, everyone. One of the things that's advantageous of myself, since I have the face for radio and you're not able to see us on the screen, is I can actually play in the chat room and see you in the chat room. So if you guys want to talk in the chat room, I'd be more than happy to answer questions there. And we have a call-in number available as well. You can see it right down at the bottom of your screen there, 323-284-7826. So we will be taking calls, but thank you very much for tuning into the very first Left of Straight Show. Just a little brief history. I've been on the air now for about 6 months on Blog Talk Radio and before on another network. I just switched to Blog Talk Radio last month. Very excited to be here. You can read all about my background and why I decided to start radio on my website. That's www.leftofstraight.com. LEFTOFSTR and the number 8.com has all about my backstory. And I just started this about 6 months ago, and I've been so blessed to have some really great people giving me some good advice. Tony, Dell, Garrett Miller on Blog Talk Radio has given me so much good advice to see how we have what I can do in radio. And I've had a great time with some great guests so far. And looking forward to another great start here on UBN Radio. So welcome, everybody. A little bit what my show's about. If you haven't heard my show before, this is going to be a little different. On my regular show, I do a couple of interviews a day. We're going to keep just a one interview here on UBN with a special guest. And then we'll be doing a little bit of call-in time. Do you want to call in and talk to that guest? Call in and talk to me. We're going to talk about good news. I'm only going to do good news on here because it's just, there's so much stuff out there and there's so much stuff, honestly, that does it better. I mean, if you listen to the Dell and Emerson show on Wednesdays, Emerson and Dell have that news stuff down. So I'll be bringing you some good news from time to time, but primarily just focus on our guests every week. And my favorite topics, and I hope that are topics that are interest to you, are entertainment, foodies, and books. I love the entertainment industry. I've been involved a long time. I actually grew up in LA, and I'm now in Northeast Ohio the past 15 years or so. But when I was in LA, my cousin was a director of commercials down there and also did a lot of handiwork to the stars, actually. I've met a lot of really cool people out there and have always been really interested in the entertainment industry. Also, I'm a foodie king. I love listening to different people talk about recipes they've had and things they've tried. I love me a good food competition show on Food Network or Fox. So we do have a couple of great guests from the Food Network shows and from the foodies come in on the show from time to time. And I also love to read. So big time reader here. Love to read. We'll talk about that. We have some LGBT authors. This is for everybody. We welcome the entire LGBT community and our allies. It's for anybody that's looking just for good, fun entertainment and chat. So welcome to the Left of Straight show. So today, my very first guest on my show is going to be Del Shores, a very, very favorite person of mine. I got to meet him this past year in Columbus. I love his work. If you don't know Del's work, he is a writer, director, producer, Sorted Lives is famous for. He's done many other great shows, Southern Baptist Sissies, Yellow, all sorts of great things. So he'll be on here in just a little bit as my very first guest, and I'm honored to have him on. So that'll be our first guest for today. Like I said, we'll talk a little bit about good news from time to time. Del'll be on a little bit. One of the things I want to try to share with you a little bit, we have some things that I found. And Chris, if you can kind of key up that video, we'll play that in just a second on the Wicked proposal. If you guys didn't see this in the news the other day, part of my entertainment, I'm a huge Broadway fan. Been in New York quite a few times, seen quite a few plays, and I really enjoy the whole Broadway scene. I had Nick Adams on my show before, and hopefully he'll be on here again soon, that was the originator of Felicia of Adam, or Felicia in Priscilla, Queen of the Desert on Broadway. And so I saw this come across my feed the other day. He was also, Nick Adams, also Fiero in the touring production of Wicked. But this is a proposal that happened over Christmas. And if Chris, if you want to key that up and play it, go ahead and we'll talk about it in just a second.
All right, no problem.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, guys, let's do a quick holiday photo. Okay, witches come down in front, and then wait. Can we have the monkeys come down right in front on the floor?
Right here.
Okay, perfect. All right. One, two, three.
I'm beyond blessed to wake up next to you every day. You're the most intelligent, talented, handsomest, best friend I could ask for. You allow me to be me. You inspire me, you dream with me, and you judge me only when I ask you to. I want to spend my life with you. Josh Daniel Green.
Oh my God.
Will you marry me?
Yes. You're in a monkey's suit.
You're in a monkey's suit. I love you. I love you too.
You're in a monkey's suit. You're so beautiful. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you guys so much. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Chris. I thought that was so romantic and so cool. I'm sure there's going to be some jokes about gays and flying monkeys somewhere down the line. But hey, what can we do? I thought that was adorable. The two people in there were Daniel Robinson. He's the one that proposed. And his now fiance, Josh Daniel Green. So I really wish them the best in 2016. Congratulations on their engagement. Excellent video. You can find that on YouTube. And it was just a lot of fun to see what a great Christmas proposal that was. Another fun piece of news I saw today that's kind of exciting is Jackie Biskupski, and I hope I'm saying that right, is being sworn in today as the mayor of Salt Lake City, Utah. She's 49 years old. In 1998, she was the first openly gay lawmaker when she was voted into the House of Representatives of Utah. And then she stayed there until 2011. And in 2011, she went to work for the Salt Lake County Sheriff's Office, ran for mayor this past year, and won with 52% of the vote over the two-term incumbent. So we all know everything that's happening in with the Mormon religion. And that's in the heart of Mormonville in Salt Lake City there. And we've had so many Mormons really starting to support the LGBT community. And it looks like there was making a lot of headway, we know. And then they came out with a kind of made it a pretty big sin, I guess, in there. And that's something to talk about on another show. But I mean, I just so excited that we now have a new lesbian mayor of Salt Lake City. So hopefully she'll be able to share her truth there and bring some real change, and they see what family values are all about. That's kind of cool. So I'm very excited for that as well. So what I'm going to do now, Chris, do we have Del's not on the phone yet, right?
No, not yet.
All right. Well, give me a hint when he calls in, and then we'll go ahead and go to his clip that we're going to play beforehand. So get that keyed up. And when he calls in, let me know, and we'll kind of go to that clip there. A okay. Couple other things we'll go over today in good news that I saw. James Blunt, if you love good singing like I do, his tune You're Beautiful was out a couple years ago. That I'm sorry if that gets stuck in your head, because I know it does. He was interviewed recently and kind of been picked on a lot of the times that he was a little feminine because he has these really beautiful songs, and all the songs are very melodic. And he said he's been picked on quite a bit. But when people say, are you gay? He finds that a compliment. And so he's asking to be an honorary gay. And I thought that was a very nice, cool thing to do. So that was pretty awesome of him. And other than that, that's kind of all the good news I have for today. Couple fun things that I did come across. And like I said, we will be going over a lot of things in the days to come, talking about all sorts of social media. If you haven't been a part of following me on social media, I have a lot of places you can follow the Left of Straight Show. Again, please look for me on the homepage or here at UBN Radio. Oh, is Del on?
Yeah.
All right, let's go ahead and play Del's clip, and we'll get back with Del in just a couple of seconds. Okay, Chris?
All right, sounds good.
All right, guys, this is Del's Sordid Lives that he's most famous for. Take a quick look, and we'll be back with Del Shores in just a moment.
I'm from the South. I was raised rigid Southern Baptist. I'm an actor, and I'm gay.
He is so good looking. Y'all must be proud.
Well, we're not. He started doing theaters. It's awful stuff.
Ty Williamson is going home to his family to make an appearance.
My grandmother died yesterday, and I do not want to go back down to the funeral.
And to let them in on his secret.
This can't be who I am down there. You know, it's Texas.
I sure as hell wouldn't have quit smoking if I had known my sister was going to die.
But he's about to discover...
Peggy touched my life.
they have secrets of their own.
We were close. Very close.
I have killed a woman by leaving my legs in the middle of the motel room after making long, passionate love with the woman of my dreams.
It's not your fault. It could happen to anybody.
You mean anybody with two wooden legs?
That's for his sorry ass out. Threw all his stuff out on the lawn.
There goes the TV.
I'm in hell.
You don't get it by tonight, I'm gonna have a yard sale.
Just wonder what my life would have been like if I'd been honest with myself and everybody else.
He has more in common with Brother Boy than you're willing to admit.
You just shut the hell up. I don't want to hear this.
The last time I seen him, he thought he was Tammy Wynette.
Fuck you!
And if you squint your eyes, he looked just like Tammy. In the early years.
Put your hands on your head! Don't anybody make a move!
We just watched Thelma and Louise and we're pissed.
Isn't it a bitch? Sorting out our sorting lies.
From Legion Entertainment comes a heartfelt comedy about the meaning of love.
You've always been my special boy.
The importance of courage.
Brother Boy, I'm taking you home now.
And the strangeness of family.
You satisfied?
You ain't satisfied me in years.
I ain't saying a word.
Amen, praise Jesus.
Bonnie Bedelia.
If you're gonna play homosexual, win an Academy Award for God's sake.
Bo Bridges.
Baby. I can't think of nothing else to say.
Delta Burke.
White trash, you can feel sorry for me.
That's true.
Olivia Newton-John.
Tough crowd.
And introducing Kirk Geiger.
Now, you know, I've needed 27 therapists.
Sorted Lives. A family reunion like nothing you've ever seen. Sorry, little.
Sorry. Well, I guess you didn't think I was going to make it.
And that, everyone, is just one of the masterworks of my first guest, Del Shores. Of course, you all know him here from UBN Radio on the Del and Emerson Show every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Del Shores, welcome to Left of Straight Show.
Oh, thank you so much. It's good to be back on your show. And I love when I don't have to think of questions to ask. I can just answer, you know?
I know. I could put the hype lesson on me. Thanks so much for being on. How's your New Year starting out?
It's going so well. I had a great day today. I'm continuing to have a good day with you, and lots going on. So it's I'm excited about 2016. I think it's going to be a really good one for many of us.
Me too. And thank you so much for being my very first guest here. You know, you're one of my favorite people. We're not going to talk today about your history because we did that on the last show. So I hope everyone will go check out the Left of Straight Archives. If they don't know you by now, that's just bad on them. That's all I got to say. So let's talk about, we got a lot of stuff happening in 2016 for you. Just a couple of days, you're going to be at Martini's Above 4th in San Diego. That's Thursday, January 7th. Talk about that show. How'd that come about?
Well, you know, that's I've played Martini's before, and it's just a wonderful club there in San Diego. But I haven't been there in a while, so I was really thrilled when they asked me to come and be there. Besides New Year's Eve, their very first show of 2016, and my tickets are selling great. And grab some, you know, while they're available. It looks good. So it's continuing the tour of Singularly Sorted, which is my latest stand-up show. And I haven't done it in a while, so I got to bone up and refresh a little bit.
Well, you're such a great storyteller. That'll be no problem for you. That's going to be a lot of exciting on Thursday. And I was just going over, we follow each other on Twitter and stuff. And you had how many shows last year? Was it 32 or 33 stand-up shows last year?
I think I did 32 shows. I think that's what I posted. I went and decided. I'm a numbers freak. I am so horrible at math, but I love numbers, and it's a little bit of the OCD in me. So I'm always, like, when I'm spinning in my spinning class, I'm always counting the spins or working towards that 600 calories. I always have these numbers just floating around. So I thought, okay, I want to do my stats for the year. And it turned out, I believe that there were 32 shows that I did, live stand-up shows of Singularly Sorted. I did 9 more appearances, where I was either a host or a celebrity or something for an organization, or a grand marshal of a gay pride for another. So that brought me up to 41 appearances, and I was on 46 flights. I got some frequent flyer miles this last year.
There you go. You're going to need him to take a trip to Hawaii to rest up after all that, I'm telling you.
I know. I feel pretty rested, though. I over the holidays, I did a couple of things. I just really grounded myself and said, okay, what is it that I want out of 2016? What are the goals? I don't set resolutions. I set goals. And so I want a very sorted wedding to be filmed as we're planning, and to get the rest of those investors. And I've been diligently mapping out how that's going to be done. And then I have a new play that I'm half finished with called This Side of Crazy. And I plan to finish that in 2016, hopefully have a production of it in the fall. And then I want to finish this tour of Singularly Sorted, and of course write another show, because that's how Dale makes his money these days, is standing up and talking.
There you go.
Yeah.
Gotta keep those deposits coming.
Yeah, so you know, y'all keep sending me those crazy stories that I loved and to read in my shows about, oh, you know, some of my favorite things to do in this show are these. I mean, I just added this one. I don't know if you saw it. I posted the other day where a guy was – we're on UBN. I can say fuck, right?
Sure.
Okay, you know, some guy was – you know, he got horny and he fucked the turkey instead of his girlfriend, and she got mad and stabbed him 5 times. So I'm just like, the decisions that people make that – and you know, I have to verify all these stories, because I've been sent some that turned out to be fake, and they're good fake.
Right.
But I call it the sordid news. I love giving the news reports of these crazy stories. So looking for that. So anyway, back to 2016. So that's, you know, I try to set some reasonable goals for myself, and those are the ones that come to the forefront right now.
Well, like you said, I think one of your big pushes right now is to get Sorted Live sequel made, a very sorted wedding, and I think you're almost there. So, I mean, you had a great – I loved your affirmation. If you want to share that post you did today, that was such a cool affirmation of just putting positive thoughts out in the universe. We knew it's going to happen no matter what, but I think you really had a great post today on that.
Well, I did. I mean, you know, I woke up and I'm not a religious man anymore. I mean, anybody who reads my work and knows my journey to this, I don't know what I believe in, really. I consider myself agnostic. I'm kind of with Carrie Fisher. I live with a lot of hope. I hope somebody proves me wrong, but so far there hasn't been a lot of proof for me. But in that, I consider myself a spiritual person, and so there is a time. I read years and years ago a book by one of those very inspirational speaker kind of books by Og Mandino. I don't know if you know that author. And he talked strongly about the time when we wake up and we're half asleep. You know that time where you're kind of dreaming, you're kind of controlling
right.
thoughts, but not quite there. You also have it when you're going to sleep. It's somewhere between sleep and awake. And in this book, in this chapter that I read years and years ago when I was, you know, a struggling actor, it said that if you can sort of make goals and create during that time, it's some of the most powerful time that our mind has. What was that?
Hey, okay.
So anyway, this morning I just, you know, I just woke up and I just thought, you know what, I'm not going to get up. I'm just going to lay here and visualize shooting Sorted Lives, the new movie, A Very Sorted Wedding. And all of a sudden, it's just like this little voice said, call on your guides, call on some guides. They're going to help you. And I don't know what that means exactly, but I thought, well, I need gay guides. I think gay friendly or gay guides are the ones that I need. So I said, okay, there's got to be some gay guides out there, or some gay angels, or some gay friendly angels. Y'all come and help me make this movie. Help me, because Scott, I really believe that the right people are coming to this project. I don't want anybody involved that has a negative force around them. I want people with positive, who care about the journey that we're going on and have been on with equality, and support our community. And I had a I had a very staunch Republican invest in the movie a few months ago. And when it came to signing the papers and then reading the scripts, she said, or the script, she said, you know what, I don't think I want to do this. It goes against my belief system. And I said, thank you. Thank you so much for bowing out. I don't want your energy. I didn't say that to her, but that's what I thought.
Right.
This is not a negative thing. This is a good thing. And then, of course, I go, oh, my God, there just went $25,000. But I know I'm circling back to what I was, what you were asking about the post this morning. So basically, I did that, and I called on these gay guides or these gay friendly guides, and I know everybody that's listening is going, oh my God, this is so woo woo shit. And I took my dogs for a walk. And then I made some coffee. I sat down. I always check my email before I start working, and there were three messages about investing in Sordid Lives, the new movie, A Very Sordid Wedding, and two very, very strong ones. One was, I think I know somebody that can help, but the other two were, we are interested in investing. So it's just that collective energy, I think. And, you know, so many people tell me, they go, you know, I can't invest, I'm so sorry. And I go, you know what you can do? You can think positive, and you can continue to be positive and support the project that way. And I just feel like it's a little village that has taken this project on, like all of my films, and it will be done.
I believe it in all my heart. I mean, it's just seeing the people that come together in the chat rooms and the things you post and the positive energies, like you said, I'm really starting to come around to that whole secretish kind of positive vibes. I mean, we have Garrett Miller in our chat room today, Blonde Jesus. Not sure if you know Garrett or not. I'm sure you probably do. But he's always been such a positive influence on his radio show. And, oh, I got to tell you, I called in. I listened to Tony's show for the first time. He had some psychics on, right? And I don't usually do that, but remember? And so I went ahead and called in on to the show on Friday. And it was so kind of wild. I have a belief, but I don't know. I have a distrusting belief, so I need to let myself open up a little, right? And so the first thing they said was something that was told to me a dozen times before about drinking water and my pains and everything like that. So that started off going, okay, this could be a little bit. Not many people know that much about me. And then they started talking about the people in the show and things like that. And it was like really just their whole energy of being positive just really have got me moving this year towards that kind of frame of mind.
Well, years and years ago, and I re-quoted my good friend Sharon Lane, who, you know, was the original producer of Sordid Lives, the movie. When we were editing Sordid Lives, the movie, and both Sharon and I, you know, she's a Jewish girl from Queens, and me, you know, agnostic, former Southern Baptist, not the biggest believers in the world, but we went to a Willie Nelson concert. And we're sitting third row listening to Willie Nelson singing, and we're in heaven. You know, she's this Jewish girl from Queens who loved and adored country music so much that she wrote country music and had a publishing house in Nashville. And so we're sitting there, and you know, the last hymn of the movie is Just As I Am, sung by Olivia Newton-John. We're not even finished with the movie. We're just editing the movie. And in the middle of his concert, for no apparent reason, he just started playing Just As I Am on the guitar, not singing it, just playing it. And what was crazy was my Jewish friend from New York recognize the biggest invitation that is given in the Baptist church, you know, for you to come down and accept Jesus Christ in your heart. And she grabbed my hand and she said, "Honey, if this isn't a sign, we're taking it."
That is awesome.
So I felt like that this morning. I thought, my God, if this isn't a sign that I woke up to this. And it wasn't just a letter. I have to tell you, it was from a woman named Jackie from San Antonio, Texas. It was a letter about Southern Baptist Sissies and how much my work had been a part of her work, because she has a PhD and she's a therapist and she works with the gay community. And she was talking about how in her latest lecture, she was talking about a story that I told in my one of my stand-up shows that she had seen, how my mother, instead of questioning my integrity, questioning my truth, my mother started questioning other things and started doing research on my behalf when I came out to her at, you know, the pitiful age of 35. And she said, I challenge people in my audience to do what your mother did. And I have to tell you, I just kind of lost my shit reading that, because I thought, my mother passed away 14 years ago, and somehow beyond the grave, she's a gay activist.
That is so awesome.
So I said, if this isn't a sign, I even wrote Jackie, I said, if this isn't a sign, I'm taking it, you know?
Right. So, well, like so, I told you, so, that's how I act. Oh, go ahead.
I don't know what that was. It was like,
oh,
my computer,
I don't know. We have
my computer just
that
made
I,
a singing sound.
Well, you know how my luck goes to begin with. Tony and I practiced this thing last night. It was my little Skype in, because I'm kind of lying and saying I'm live from L.A., of course, calling in from my little studio here in Northeast Ohio, right? But Tony and I practiced. I Skyped last night, and everything sounded great. Well, then my computer went out today about 10 minutes before the show. And so now I'm on my cell phone. It's like, come on. Are you serious?
It sounds pretty good, though. I don't think
good.
Sounds bad. So
that's what they're saying in the chat room. So
anyway, your original question was, how is my day and my year going so far? And I say it's going fantastic. It's going fabulous. All those gay words that we love, amazing. So it's going very well.
That is super duper. Now let's go back to now. You're writing. You wrote actually almost or at least a revision of the wedding movie. You had it kind of written, and then of course we had Marriage Equality happen last June. So you rewrote that.
I'm so glad, the original thought, of course, I'm sorry, go ahead, ask the rest of the question. I'm just like cutting you off. I apologize.
No, that's okay. I want to hear that story, but I also want to know, what is your writing style? Do you write, because you were talking about you're getting ready to write a new show, do you write in play form first, planning on being a play, or have you ever written any of these, been directly to movie, or how does your writing go for you?
For whatever medium I'm working in. I mean, I've been fortunate to work in all mediums, and if I'm writing a TV show, I write in that medium. I write exactly in the style that we need and the format that we need for the show. The same thing with the movie, A Very Sordid Wedding. It's not a play. It's a movie. So I think at some point I may, just because I am a complete and utter capitalist, I may adapt it into a stage play, because I know that it will be produced a lot. And, and I started in the theater. So my mentality has a lot of stage in it. But in that, yes, I have written just directly for the screen, but most of my films have been adaptations of the plays that I have been successful with. So this will be one of two movies that has been produced. The other one was called The Wild Girls. It was a little family movie that I wrote for Showtime that starred Olivia Newton-John and her daughter Chloe Latanzi about 10 years ago. And this and The Wild Girls are the only two that have been produced that I have written directly for the screen. All the others have been adaptations.
Oh, okay. Very cool. All right, now we'll go back to that. So, yeah, you did the revision. Tell me about where did I interrupt you there?
Well, I was just saying, I was so glad that that happened. I'm so glad that there was a delay. And, you know, we always feel like that, oh, we've got to get this done. We got to get this done. And this delay is horrible or whatever. And sometimes there's not a rejection. It's just you're redirected, you know, and I feel so, I mean, who would have thought when I started writing this movie, you know, 18 months ago, that we would have gay marriage in 50 states by the time the movie came out. I certainly didn't think that, so I didn't write according to that. And then all of a sudden, we've got the Supreme Court decision, and I go, you know what, I have got to acknowledge this. So I sat on it just a little bit because I had the time to wait to see what the fallout was. And as many predicted, and as especially my co-host Emerson Collins predicted, there was lots of fallout. Leslie Jordan was the first to say it. He said, honey, you just wait till gay marriage passes. And you see all those haters come out and start preaching from the pulpits again. He was absolutely right. And we saw it. We saw it with clerks. We saw it with ministers. We saw it with justice of the peace. And so the moment, you know, the air cleared a little bit, I started writing and I called down to Runnels County and I asked them about it. I asked them how they were dealing with gay marriage, and the woman who answered the phone was the county clerk, like, you know, sort of like Kim Davis of her county, and she said, well, I tell you how I'm dealing with it. I'm doing my job, but I haven't had to yet because no gays have come here to get married. But if they did come, I tell you what I would do. I'd give them a piece of my mind as I gave them their paperwork. And I go,
oh, no.
So you're just adding that to your job description? And she said, this has nothing to do with my job description. This has to do with my love for the Lord. And I said, oh, I can tell. I mean, and I said, well, how? I said, no, you don't marry people, right? She said, no, that's the justice of the peace. And I said, well, how is the justice of the peace handling? She said, I think you should talk to her. So she plugged me in, and it was, Scott, what's really great is I don't have their exact names, but they don't have secretaries down there. It's just the Justice of the Peace, Tinky Walker. You know, that's how they answer their phone.
Okay.
And I said, oh, hey, Tinky Walker. I just wanted to know how you were going to be dealing with marrying gay couples as this is passed by the Supreme Court. You know, and she goes, I'll tell you what I'm not going to be doing. I'm not going to be marrying anybody. So basically, I said to her, so basically you have abandoned that part of your job. And she went, whoa, 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 whoa. No, this has to do with me and my relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I just was like, oh, I bet he is sitting on his throne so proud of you. Just the way – so honestly – when that happened, I was sad that it was happening and thrilled at the same time because it gave me a fucking great piece to write on in the new movie. So
I can imagine. I mean, that's so awesome. You have real life experience to draw off of right there. What the heck with fiction? It's reality now.
I've said it many times. I don't have to reach too far. I don't really write. I just steal. I mean, when all of this is out here, you don't have to. You know, you don't have to work too hard at it. So that was a gift, and I'm really happy that that I was able to change the date of when the movie was happening. So now the movie takes place in July of 2015, right after the Supreme Court, a month after the Supreme Court has made their ruling.
Well, there we go. We go right back to full circle of everything happens for a reason. So it sounds like it's happening for a reason, and we definitely know it's going to happen. So now that we're in the New Year's here, and everyone kind of likes to give advice, or like I said, I'm not a resolution person either. What is the best piece of advice that you've ever got given to you and that you think you've given to someone else? Give us some Dale wisdom for the new year. What's the best advice you've gotten, and what do you recommend for other people?
Well, you know, I mean, it's interesting that, you know, I've gotten so much advice over the years from mentors of mine, and I don't know why this came to me, but we lost one of my mentors a couple of years ago. His name was Gary David Goldberg. And when I wrote the movie or the play, Daddy's Dying, Who's Got the Will, it was truly such a pure, wonderful experience. Even the movie was such an amazing experience where nobody changed a word that I wrote. You know what I mean? And in our business,
right,
there's a lot of cooks in the kitchen. That's why I do independent films. That's why I return to the theater, because I don't have to, you know, I don't have to listen to all these people, like I once did. But Gary David Goldberg came to see Daddy's Die, and he hired me to do an episode of Family Ties. It was my very, very first experience in television. And as a writer, he gave me some of the very best advice I ever got. He said, when you want to create your art, return to the theater. He said, when you want to make some money, come join us in TV. But never have an ego about your words in television. It was truly, and the journey of me working in TV for so long, it was the best advice I ever got, because I would turn in my draft and I never, ever cared if they changed words or characters or whatever, because, I mean, Sword of Lies, the series, was an exception to that because I created that show. But when I was working on the other shows, it was always just like, you know what, the check is cashing, and that's why I do that. And then it allowed me to go back and do a play called Southern Baptist Sissies after, you know, after I worked on Dharma and Greg, and everything was changed. So that was a great piece of advice. I think the best advice that I give to actors and to people is just in any walk of life, and I think you probably heard this when I did a workshop that you were in, is trust your gut. Always trust your gut. When you don't trust your gut, I read this book called Conversations with God many, many years ago. It's amazing. I've been saying I'm an agnostic and I'm reading all this material about God. But in that, it said that we're all a part of God. We're all part of this universal energy of God. And that energy tells us what to do. And we must listen to that. When I have gone against my gut, it has truly been the worst things that I have ever done. So as an actor, when it hits them to say a line a certain way, when it hits them to be angry or to play this in a way that other people would go, ooh, that doesn't seem right, risk-taking, I go, trust that, because that's your instrument. That's your God, if you will, telling
right.
you how to. And, you know, it's the same thing. You go, should I buy this house or should I buy this house? Well, trust your gut. Your gut will tell you which one to buy.
I agree with that 100%. I love that.
Yeah. So that's.
Yeah, I love that Neil Donald Walsh. I think Neil Donald Walsh is the one that wrote that book, Conversation with God.
Oh, yeah, Donald. Yeah, you're right. Neil Donald. I gave him Neil Patrick Harris's first. I said Neil Patrick Walsh, but it's Neil Donald Walsh. You're absolutely right. He wrote three of them. I couldn't get through the second two, but the first one is kind of amazing.
Yeah, it really was. Now, another thing, I mean, writers are known for being good readers. Have you always been a voracious reader? Or
I was, and I would love, that's one of the things, as I say, you know, I don't have resolutions, but I do want to step it up a little bit. I read all the time, as we all do, but we read stories on the internet. I read scripts that come in. I read my own material. And when I was a kid, I was that kid who read a book a day. My mother was an educator, so my mother would pay us a dollar for every book we read. Finally, she said, she knew that she had done her job, but she stopped paying me because she said, I don't need to pay him. He does it anyway. I got in so much trouble in school. I would be caught all the time with a book between my legs, flipping through, reading during class. So yes, I was, and I think most writers are readers as well. But I just started Gloria Steinem's book, My Life on the Road. I like these biographies, and Leslie Jordan gave me this book to read, and he's a big reader, always sharing books with me.
That is awesome. That's a, I one of the reasons I have authors on my show. I love reading my stuff. I was the same as you as a kid. I don't know if you guys did it in Texas, but right in California, back in the day when they had money in the public system, they used to have the summer reading clubs, and you get awards for every book you read during the summer. And it was so much fun going to the library and just learn to explore. I think that's where all the creative people really start from. I think they were big readers in the beginning.
What did you read when you were a kid? What kind of books?
Oh, I loved everything. I was big Mystery. I loved the Hardy Boys and Nancy Drew. That was big back then.
Too. Did you start with the Bobbsey Twins? Because I started with the Bobbsey Twins, and then I went to the Hardy Boys. And then I was embarrassed because everybody made fun of you if you checked out a Nancy Drew book. So I would get my mother to check them out of the junior high library for me.
That is funny. I would do the same thing. I would hide when I get the Nancy Drew one. Because I went through all the Hardy Boys like lickety-split. I'm a pretty fast reader. So I read pretty fast. And so I'd go through all the Hardy Boys pretty quick. And then all of a sudden, I'd go to Nancy Drew. And it's like, you've got to hide that a little bit when you're 12 years old still. And you know something's run, but you don't know what it is. And I felt all of it all at the same time. It was kind of strange.
Yeah, I loved mysteries. And then I read a lot of biographies, especially, I don't know, I was always reading president biographies, like, you know, Abraham Lincoln and all these. When I was a kid, I don't know what possessed me to do that, but maybe that's
why. I was the autobiography guy. I love the autobiographies. I like to hear it in their own words. So biographies are okay. That felt like history to me.
yeah. And then, of course, later on in life, I graduated to all the country artists, like Coal Miner's Daughter and Stand By Your Man, all those biographies, or the autobiographies, actually. George Jones has a really, really good one. And then there's one that's unauthorized. I loved all of that stuff.
Oh, I will have to check that out. Well, you know, this whole UBN thing, I'm down to an hour. I mean, you could just rambling for 2 hours on my other show. So we're kind of already gone over your half hour. I want to thank you so much for being my very first guest. I don't want Tony to cut me off midstream on my first show.
No, don't do that. So thank you so much for having me. I'm not looking at the clock like I do when I'm on the air, but thank you so much. Much good luck with your show there. We love the UBN family. And everybody in San Diego, come see me on Thursday night. We'll have a grand old time.
Exactly. Thursday night, January 7th, 8 p.m. at Martini's above 4th. And then anyone that's looking to invest or find out more about the movie, they can write you at delshores@me.com. Is that correct?
That's right, at me.com, or find me on Facebook and message me.
Hey, thank you so much for being my first guest. I couldn't ask for a better guest. I appreciate it. I look forward to expanding our friendship in 2016. You have a wonderful afternoon.
All right. Thanks, Scott. Thanks for having me. Take care. Bye.
Thank you very much. And that was Del Shores, everybody. I can't believe we've almost gone through an hour already. I hate having to push someone off the phone. I could talk to these people forever. But thanks so much for being part of the very first Left of Straight show. We had some great people in chat. I'm glad I was able to talk a little bit in there. Once I get the Skype down a little better, I'll have both hands free instead of holding this silly phone in my head the entire time. Couple things to close out with. You can follow me on social media. If you go to my website, leftofstraight.com, you will see all of our previous episodes up there. Also, you can sign up, put your email in there if you want to If you want to get emails when the show will be on, you can sign up for that. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at leftofstraight.com. That's LEFTOFSTR and the number 8. You can go on Facebook at the facebook.com/leftofstraightshow. So follow me there. Please go ahead and look for me and on the host page here at UBN. Next week, we have a great show. Joan Ryan will be on. She is a fantastic singer. She's going to be doing her first show at Rockwell's in L.A. next week. Fantastic singer, great actor. You might remember she was the goofy teacher on Saved by the Bell way back when. But I am so excited to have Joan on next week. And I just confirmed today that Margaret Cho is going to be on our UBN show on January 25th. So in 3 weeks, we're going to have Margaret Cho on. So I'm so excited for that. She'll be talking about her hosting on the new Next Now Awards over on Logo. And tomorrow, if you want to listen to my regular Left of Straight show that's on Blog Talk Radio, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Left of Straight. I have the fantastic Ruddy Bello on from, he was on the Cutthroat Kitchen competition, a chef up in Boston. And I have Clinton Rostovan, who's written an excellent book called Self-Disclosure, Being Bi, Gender, and My Journey. So a couple of really great guests tomorrow. If you want to look for me there, go to the Facebook page. Chris, thanks for keeping up with me today, man. We're gonna get this down. I appreciate it. How was the rest of your day? I hope you have a great time. Everything okay over in UBN?
Yeah, everything's great here. Thanks again. It was a great show. I had fun, and thanks for having me engineer for you today.
Oh, I appreciate having you aboard. Thank you to Tony Sweet. Thank you to my entire UBN family. Thanks to everyone in chat room. This is Scott Fullerton signing off for the Left of Straight show right here in UBN. Stay tuned. The Bob Show is coming up next.